Saudara pendengar, Melbourne telah menyalip Sydney sebagai kota dengan pasar properti terbagus di Australia. Namun keterjangkauan di seluruh negara ini masih menjadi masalah. Berikut ini laporan tentang hal itu. Melbourne mendapat titel barunya sebagai Raja Properti dan menyalip Sydney. Senior Research Analyst dari Coral Logic RP Data, Cameron Kusher, mengatakan harga properti di ibu kota Victoria itu lebih murah dibandingkan dengan harga di Sydney.
Melbourne's still a lot more affordable than Sydney is. To put this into some context, the median unit price in Sydney is actually higher than the median house price in Melbourne.
Dalam 3 bulan terakhir sampai bulan Januari lalu, harga perumahan di ibu kota secara nasional rata-rata turun sebesar 0,6%. Di Melbourne turun dengan 0,1%, sementara di Sydney turun 2,1%.
From here, the rate of growth in Sydney is going to continue to slow. I think certain pockets will still see fairly strong demand, particularly in a western areas close to the city that people really want to live in.
Selama 12 bulan terakhir, harga properti di Sydney naik 10,5%, sementara kenaikan di Melbourne 11%. Penurunan harga properti terbesar terjadi di Perth, yaitu turun 4,1%, dan di Darwin turun 2,5%. Namun, keterjangkauan masih menjadi masalah dan memburuk dalam 3 bulan terakhir ini setelah Bank Besar Australia menaikkan suku bunga pinjaman terlepas dari suku bunga resmi dari Reserve Bank. Shane Garrett, ekonom senior dari Housing Industry Association, mengatakan sementara perbandingan pembayaran mortgage atau hipotek dengan pendapatan yang menurun pada awal dekade ini kini kembali naik di atas 40% dari pendapatan, dan ini merupakan tingkat yang tidak terlihat sejak tahun 2012.
Part of the affordability equation here is the fact that earnings growth has slowed to its lowest rate in about 2 decades, and that's partly related to the economic weaknesses that we're experiencing at the moment, and it's partly related also to the very low inflationary environment we're seeing as well.
Hal tersebut cenderung menambah tekanan lebih lanjut pada beberapa peminjam. Jennifer Wu, Associate Director di Lembaga Peringkat Kredit Moody, memperkirakan jumlah orang yang gagal membayar pinjaman bulanan rumah mereka tahun ini akan meningkat.
I think it will be pretty mild in general for Australia across the board. However, I think it depends on which sector or which segment of the countries, you know, you're talking about. So, you know, for those that are states that are actually quite related or exposed to the commodity sector, we expect the uptick will be slightly higher.
Cameron Kusher dari Coral Logic RP Data mengeluarkan peringatan sebagai berikut kepada para pemilik rumah.
Just don't expect the value of your home to increase as quickly as it has been over the last 3.5 years, particularly in Sydney and Melbourne. For people looking to buy, I think they're going to have more choice than they've had for a long period of time, so they don't necessarily have to make that decision about purchasing as quickly as they have over the last couple of years. And for people that are selling, the real message is you need to be more realistic about your selling price because conditions are going to be tougher as the market does slow.